Okay, let's dig in. Our life, our rules. You can have anything you want in life if you're willing to go get it. It's a true story. But the question is that I think that a lot of us are struggling with right now is, what do I want? No, like, seriously, what do I want? How the hell am I supposed to know what I want? I think that a lot of women wanted one thing when they were in their teens or 20s and they aspired for that. And something changed in us around our 40s and 50s, and we feel obligated to stay the course. Right, I paid so much money for this degree. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Nope, I have been training and doing this for 30 years, so this is what I need to stay doing. We feel like we'll be letting other people down. We feel like it's too big of a risk to make a change, and we feel like we'll be wrong if we do it. I mean, I didn't know what I wanted when I woke up at 40. I was just discovering everything about myself. It was like suddenly my life had a reason or a purpose because I started to understand me as a psychic and as a medium. But the truth is, I'd never given myself permission to ask the question, what do I want? Because the moment that I found out that I was a medium and that I was to connect with spirit on the other side, I felt like my job and my purpose here was to help other people. But I was so busy focusing on raising my kids, helping everyone else, trying to make money to survive, and trying to figure out how I could keep my marriage alive and together. Because remember, my husband was not a spiritual person. He didn't marry a woman who talked to dead people, as far as he knew. He thought I was normal. Little did he know. The point is that there was so much going on in the beginning. I wasn't giving myself permission to ask myself, what do you really want? What do you really want? I was so busy with the surface stuff. And then I turned 45. And then my mom died. And then my business started to crumble because I had no idea how to run it. And then my children started to struggle. And then my marriage started to struggle. And then, and then, and then. Prior to things happening, everything was good and comfortable and easy. But I was just driving a ship blindly in the dark with no fucking idea where it was going. I was listening to everyone give me advice that knew nothing about what I was asking. Everyone was just offering insight, and I was just taking it from anyone I could because I thought everyone must know better than me. I told myself over and over again that all I had was a grade 9 education, so there's no possible way that I could figure out how to run this company. That I needed everyone or someone to do it for me. And trust me, for years, there was a lot of people that got paid a lot of money to do very little for Carmel Joy Baird. In fact, some of those people took liberties to steal from Carmel Joy Baird. The point is that what I wanted was not what I was living, not what I was experiencing. When you ask someone what you're doing in your life, and I wrestled with those questions, especially, 2019 and 2018, and then COVID gave me a lot of time to figure things out. But the biggest thing that I wanted was clarity. I wanted to know what I want. I wanted to know exactly for sure, 100%. I wanted a life of peace and joy and direction and fulfillment and fun and health and healing and possibilities and success and career and wealth. I wanted to live my life from a place of power and not from shame. I wanted to know authentically who I was, authentically. I wanted to operate from a place of love and strength and not from a place from shame and guilt. I wanted power in myself and in my words and in my thoughts and in my feelings. I wanted people to respect and admire me and trust me again, because I wanted to be able to trust myself again. And I wanted to live with integrity so that I could set an example for my children. This is who I am. I am this badass warrior mom who sometimes falls down, but always gets back up, is okay to going through a major transformation in her 40s and 50s, and is trying to do the best I can with the knowledge I have at the time. I want to learn to live my life differently. I want to be healthy and I want to heal. I want to stop replaying the lies in my head that other people have told me that I have believed. And I want to deprogram and reprogram myself. I want to know and understand who exactly spirit is. And I want to lose all the religious bullshit and drama that goes around with it. And I want to know God and spirit in a fresh way. I want to have boundaries and I want to stick up for myself. I so badly want to stick up for myself. I have never stuck up for myself, ever. I have always had to take the high road. I never got to say, no, fuck you. What you're saying is not okay. Those are lies. Those are wrong. Those things are wrong to say. I want my yes to be my yes, and I want my no to be my no. And I want the chains of guilt and shame to fall away from me, because I'm sick of feeling responsible for everyone's problems, and I'm sick of owning everyone else's shit. So yeah, I might want a lot, but at the end of the day, I want to look in the mirror and I want to love what I see and stop picking myself apart and criticizing myself. I want to love my thighs and my stomach, and I want to really just fall in love with me physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, because I knew and I know now it's time to find me. So, hearing all of this might make you a little bit sad at first, because you think, oh my gosh, Carmel really wanted a lot of things. Like, she must have been really, really lost. But what about you? Because that's what this is about. What do you want? And I want you to really ask yourself right here, right now. I want you to stop asking or stop listening and start asking. Don't be afraid. What do I really, really, truly want right now? Get super clear, because here's what I want you to do. I want you for 7 minutes to ask the same question over and over and over again. I want you to get a notepad and a pen, and I want you to ask yourself, what do I want? And then for 7 minutes, I want you to write down every single thing that you can. When I did this exercise, it brought up a lot of insightful stuff for me, because after 7 minutes, I discovered that I actually wanted something totally different than I realized that I thought that I wanted. My breakthrough insight was that what I really wanted is just so much peace and happiness and health and healing, that I wanted unity in my family. The things that I thought I wanted, I never in those 7 minutes even thought about money. That wasn't it for me. And I thought the whole time, oh, I just want money. I just want financial success and freedom. I just want to be successful. I just want to be the best. No, that's not what came up. What came up is that I want clarity and connection and freedom. And I want to help people. I want to feel alive in my body. I want to inspire others. I want less pressure and more stress-free days. I don't want any anxiety, and I want to help people with theirs. And that I really want to be the best version of a mom, a wife, a mother, a sister, a brother, and a friend that I can be. That I want to help other people, but I want to help people that want to help themselves. So there's that. It's your life, and it's your rules, and it's yours to ponder. What do you want? 7 minutes with a pen and paper. Get real, get honest, and get connected. And stop making bullshit excuses for yourself of where you are right now. Stop telling yourself all the little shameful lies that you do to hide exactly who you are and to sweep all of the things underneath the rug. Start being honest with yourself, because that's the first step to a powerful, enlightened change. Have an amazing, amazing week, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon.